Welcome to the Fundamental Entrepreneur Podcast, where entrepreneurs come to be educated, enlightened, and empowered for success in their business pursuits. Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Fundamental Entrepreneur Podcast. We're glad you could be with us today. I'm your host, Darren Dallimore, and I'm joined with my co-host, Danielle Parker. Danielle, how are you today?
I am great, Darren. Glad to be here.
Yeah, it's good to be with you today. We've kind of been running solo on some of these podcasts over the last couple episodes just because of trying to separate duties here at Ascent 101. So it's good to be with you on this podcast episode.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good to be back together.
Yeah. Well, you know, today for our topic, we decided that we wanted to go over something that I think is a lot of people avoid, just maybe because of things that they don't want to deal with it or have to go through this process. And I think for even some people, this word's a swear word for them. Budgeting. We're going to talk about budgeting today, and why it's so important and why it's so helpful for businesses. In fact, the other day I was listening on the radio, and everybody hears of Dave Ramsey. If you haven't heard of Dave Ramsey, you're probably not living in America or something. But that's one of the things he talks about is budgeting. He talks about getting a budget together to get your financial house in order. And that same principle applies here with a business. And so let's talk about budgeting, Danielle. And I guess I think the first question or the first thing we need to kind of go over is, what is a budget and why does a business need it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and like you said, you know, a lot of people think of a budget and they're like, why do I need one? And why should I spend the time doing that? In fact, I have a client that we were talking about budget. She's like, you know, I've never had a budget. I've been in business for over 10 years and I've never had a budget. I don't want a budget. And I'm like, why do you not want a budget? She's like, well, I don't want to have to be tied to where I get to spend my money. So that's one of the things, the first things I would say is, you know, a budget is really an overview of your business's finances. It outlines the key information of where you're currently at, but it also outlines like your long-term financial goals and how you're going to get there. So it doesn't have to be this rigid Bible, if you will, that you put in place. It needs to be flexible and adaptable, and it should be able to, you know, kind of ebb and flow with your business. But it really, it's a tool to really help you make good financial decisions within your business. And it just, you know, spending that little extra time putting that together, yeah, it may be a pain up front, but in the long run, it's going to give you better visibility, better decision making, and better outcomes in the long run.
Yeah, and sorry to cut you off there. I was just going to jump in just real quickly. And I can hear what your client is saying, but I agree with what you're saying there. It's kind of this. In my mind, I tell people it's like a roadmap. It's your guide to help you understand kind of what you're hoping for the year and what you're planning on trying to accomplish for the year. And you're right. It doesn't need to be some rigid thing that you set and say, okay, I'm carving this into stone and this is, we have to do exactly these things. But in the same time, it's something that gives you the path to go, how to travel for the year, what you want to accomplish. Because if you do a budget right, you're setting some goals and things you want to try to achieve before the year is out.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. And it's going to help you make those sound financial decisions for that roadmap that you're talking about. It's going to help you develop that roadmap. I mean, if you think about, okay, your business is here today and you have these goals and you want to be here like in a year from now or 5 years from now, whatever that may be. And if you take the time to do the budgeting process, you're going to develop and understand what those milestones are or what it's going to take to get you there. Like identifying where to grow your revenue in order to reach your goals down the future, or where to reduce your spending. Say your business is going through a downtime. Maybe the COVID has affected your business income. You can figure out where to reduce your spending to help level out your income and your profit for the business. But, you know, one of the other things is as we talk about, you know, Darren, growing your business and a roadmap to long-term success, it's going to help you identify that bottom line where you can really reinvest in your business. Like, what's it going to take for you to get to that next level in your business? And how can you reinvest in your business to get there? So I think those are some key items that are really beneficial if you take the time up front to do the budget, because it's really going to give you that clear path to move forward.
Well, and the other thing too with it, yeah, and I totally agree with everything you're saying. And the other thing I also say with setting up a budget, and maybe instead of using the word budget, maybe a financial forecast, another term that can be used, is with this document, with this process that you go through when establishing a budget, you get to understand a little bit more about your business, because you're actually diving into the numbers and learning a little bit about it. And you're trying to understand, okay, where maybe am I expending too much money, or where am I not getting enough revenue? And you're going through things with a fine tooth comb, because if you think about it, every decision you make in your business has an impact on your finances. It comes back to your finances, to your bank account, and to your overall financial health in some way, in some fashion. By going through this process, it gives you an opportunity to really get to know your business. And yeah, you might say, well, that's not fun. And I'm sorry, but being in business is not always fun. Everything you do is not always fun, but it's important. It's a fundamental principle that's important, that if you will do it, then it'll give you that roadmap and that guide for what you're going to do for the year. You know, I equate it to professional athletes, to anybody that's successful in a skill. Practicing is not fun. They don't like to practice, but that is the preparation that they go through to get ready for a game. They develop a game plan, or they develop a way that they're going to do a performance if they're an artist, or they're going to paint. You know, it's how they go through their process to become successful. We don't see that on television or when we're watching someone sing or play the piano. We don't see all of the hard work and effort that went in to make that event successful. But that's the same with a budget, a financial plan, or a financial forecast. That's not the fun part of it, but it's a critical tool that will help a business owner understand their business. Like you said, identify sources of revenue that could be increased, identifying expenses that could be decreased. It's all of that process that needs to be done. And it'll allow business owners to just, I truly feel, be more successful.
Oh, yes, definitely. And I love that analogy of, an athlete. And so, Darren, as we talk about kind of identifying those income sources and the expenses and all that, let's dive into the actual process of creating a budget. You know, as a lot of our audience is new business owners, and maybe they've never done this before. And so I want to provide a quick 4-step system to creating your budget to be able to start planning out your success. Step number one, we've kind of touched on it already. It's really identify all the income sources for your business. How much money is your business bringing in each month? And what is the source of that money? So as an example, let's say maybe you decided to start a Shopify store. And okay, so then you got to figure out, what are all my income sources going to be for that Shopify store? Well, obviously you're going to have product sales, but maybe as part of that in your marketing effort, you are doing a blog to get people to come to your store. And inside of that blog, you are creating affiliate relationships. And so you have affiliate income. That would be another source. And then, maybe down the road when your store really grows, you might have some ad income from some of these social platforms. So just identifying what all of those are and where they are coming from and when you might be expecting them is going to be step number one. Do you have anything you'd want to add to that, Darren?
Yeah. And as they identify it, people will say, well, especially for a new business, I think it's a challenge to put together a business or a budget or a financial forecast, because you don't have any prior history to kind of work with here. And so you might be feeling like, well, it's just a guess or it's just an estimate. Yep, you're right. Absolutely, yep. It is. But the idea being is you sit down and maybe you start off saying, okay, for the year, I've identified my revenue sources and I want to have $100,000 in product sales, $5,000 or whatever in other sales or affiliate income. And you identify it maybe as a whole number. And then you kind of try to just back into how each month is going to look. as you put that together. And you, and you're right, it may be a guess, it may be an estimate, but guess what? It's given you something to work towards. You have a a target that you're now going to work towards and try to accomplish. And as you break that down into the individual months that you're, you know, you say you're going to make that revenue, it'll give you an idea. Okay, this month I said I'm going to make, you know, $15,000 in product sales. Okay, well, now what do I need to go do that? And that's the power of this document and going through this process.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I think we've mentioned this before in some of our other trainings, Darren, but it's also important to be realistic when you're coming up with those income sources, right? I mean, if you're new to the budgeting process, you may have these great plans, and we hope you do, but we also want you to step back and be realistic about what you think you can achieve in the first months, the first year of your business, and make sure that you're kind of scaling that income to match where you're at in your business. Is that fair to say?
Yes, that is absolutely fair to say.
Okay, so now that you have all of your income sources together and you kind of planned where you want to be, the next thing to look at is going to be your expenses. It's the things that you're spending money on in your business in order to move it forward. And I like to say you can break this out into two different buckets. You know, first, identify the costs that are going to be constant to your business every month, like your rent, your utility bills and stuff like that. Insurance, maybe if you need insurance. Identify those. Those are usually the easier things because they're not going to change drastically. They're going to be consistent from month to month. And it's usually easy to kind of put those in place on in a monthly budget. The second thing I would say is identify the costs that are going to fluctuate with your business as your business income fluctuates as well. And, you know, that might be the cost of the products that if you're selling a product, or what goes into providing a service to somebody, whether it's software, labor, or anything like that. Know kind of how those expenses are going to fluctuate as your business grows and expands. And that will give you a good idea of kind of, you know, if you're covering your expenses with your income, if you need to cut back a little bit, depending on what you're predicting your income to look like. And just gives a better overall feel for what it takes to run your business on a month-to-month basis.
I like that, how you broke it down into kind of what you would, I guess you could call them the fixed costs, those things that don't change every month. That's easy to kind of list out across every month and say, this is what's going to happen. And then what you would, you know, those that change are your variable costs. It's so important to kind of identify those too, because if you're not making enough money to cover your fixed costs, you're going to sink. And, right. And so it's important to know that and understand what those costs are and when they're going to hit and what kind of revenue you need to make to cover those costs. And so I like how you're breaking those two up and identifying them. One other thing I just add here, you know, as we talk about putting this to budget together, don't get caught up getting everything exactly right. And so, for instance, if you think your utilities bills are going to be, I don't know, $251.75 every month. Round it up to like $260 or something. Make even numbers here. We don't need to get it right to the penny, exact right, you know, numbers here. And so I don't want people to feel like that's what they have to do as they're going through this process.
Right. You know, and I know some businesses, they take a kind of a step back from that, Darren, and say, okay, what is my total cost going to be for the year? And, you know, if that's fairly consistent, just take an average and spread that on a month-to-month basis might be enough for you to get started.
Yeah, I've got a lot of companies that do that I work with that go through this process. We identify certain costs that they plan on having. One would be, you know, for instance, like they like to do donations to charities and stuff. You don't always know when that's going to hit, right? And so they say, well, we want to do $3,000 a year. And they basically, what they do is they just divide that by 12 and say, okay, this is kind of our spend per month. And if they don't spend that for 5 months and then they spend it all in the fifth month, that's okay. And that's fine. That's just how that they've decided to do it to make this process a little easier for them. They're not getting caught up of, oh, okay, when are we exactly going to have this hit? They just spread it out evenly over the year and do it that way.
Yeah. And I think that highlights the point that it can be flexible as long as you know you're on the right track and it kind of pointing the direction for you. yes, you don't have to be exact. And then, Darren, I'd also like to point out, you know, when we talk about those variable costs, those costs that fluctuate with your business, I think, you know, as you're kind of going through and identifying those and examining the business, I think it's a really good opportunity to really understand how the business will operate and what it's going to take and look like as you scale your business. And maybe you can identify ways to, you know, improve efficiencies during that process as well. So not that you have to, but I think it's a good opportunity to really understand that part of the business.
Yeah, I totally agree. I love that because I had a client, we were going through the budget process with them, getting them set up. And I said, here's what you spent last year in office supplies. It was like $12,000. He's like, excuse me? And I said, yeah, you spent $12,000 in office supplies. He goes, well, what the heck happened there? And so we dug into the numbers and went through it. And he's like, we got to cut that. That's too much. We're spending way too much. I did not realize that that was what was going on. And so we cut back on that spend and in the hopes that the bottom line would reflect a better result. And so you're exactly right. Going through that process really helps you understand your business and understand kind of where your money's going.
Right. And like you said, to make the decisions that will, you know, get you on the track to meeting those financial goals. So yeah, great stuff. So let's talk about step number three, Darren. It's very similar to step number two. We're talking about expenses still, but you know, in any business and any, you know, life in general, right, it throws you curveballs. And so you have to be able to plan for those curveballs. Now, you, like you said, you may not be able to plan that, oh, in late July, oh, the furnace is going to go out in the office and I'm going to have to replace all of this. You know, you can't plan that, right? But what you can do is think about what you might need for an emergency fund for those unplanned expenses. And then also, you want to think about one-time purchases that you have throughout the year. You know, you have a big spend. Let's talk about property taxes. If you have a brick and mortar business, you have property taxes that are due once or twice a year, right? You need to be able to plan ahead for those and put those in your budget as well so that you're capturing those and not putting yourself in a bind or putting your business in debt when it comes time to pay those.
I agree. Those are the surprises that people forget about. And another one-time spend that I would say goes into this budget, as you mentioned property taxes, let's think about income taxes as well. That's an important aspect of any business. And so as you put this budget together, make sure you're putting in a number of sorts for income taxes and what that might look like. So you can be prepared for that possible one-time spend or quarterly spend if you're doing estimated payments or whatever, however you've set up to pay that. That way, it is not a surprise. That is my biggest frustration as I meet with people. They sit down, they hand me their financial information and they're like, yeah, I spent the last 3 days putting all of this together and they show me that they made $130,000 in the year and we get their tax return prepared and everything. I'm like, oh, well, you have a tax bill of $35,000. They're like, that's not possible. I don't have that money. And I tell them, I'm like, well, taxes don't follow the money in your bank account. And so it's what you showed as a profit in the year. And you provided this financial information. We took as many of the legitimate business deductions that we could. We got that number down as low as we could. But at the end of the day, this is what you're owing. Well, no, that I can't afford that. It's because they didn't plan. They didn't have this. They didn't have this budget in place. They waited well after the year was over to cram all these numbers together. And now they're being thrown a loop with the big item that they have to spend money on. And that's not fun. So I like this step. Don't forget about the one-time purchases and having some money set aside for emergencies.
Okay. So let's talk about the final step. For you and I, it's the fun step, right? But for everybody else, it's like, oh, it's just more I've got to do. But step number four, we're just saying, pull it all together in an income statement or a profit and loss statement, however you understand that process. But it's really just, you know, putting your income, marrying it with your expenses, and then seeing what your bottom line is, you know, if you've made a profit or if you maybe lost some money for the year, and knowing what that number is, what it looks like today, so that you can plan ahead in the future to alter that to meet your financial goals in the period, to meet your financial goals in the future. Anything you'd like to add to that, Darren?
No, I mean, this is the critical part here. This is the final step of putting it in, listing your income at the top, listing all your expenses down below and seeing what that net result is. That's it helps you kind of understand what your year's going to look like, help you understand what your months are going to look like. And so some people say, do I have to break it out on a monthly basis? I would say yes. Yeah, I think so. Start maybe if you want to go start it off on a year, get your year figured out and then back it into months, whatever makes the most sense for you. But at the end of the day, I truly think a profit and loss format each month of your revenue and expenses and your net result is going to be the best way to be successful.
I agree, Darren. And I mean, let's just talk about why that would be. I mean, yeah. So most people would like to just put it together and say, what do I want my year to look like in the end? What's that tax bill going to look like? But having that is a great start. But as you pull that together on a month by month basis, it's really going to help you be able to go back, revisit this budget monthly and make sure that you're on track. And that, you know, if you find that you're falling short on your income goals, you can kind of pivot and make some adjustments to your expenses, or you know where to go start really diving in and getting more income. And it just gives you the ability to kind of see where you're tracking and what you need to change in order to meet your goals. So I agree. I think it's critical that you look at it on a monthly basis and be able to make those decisions in order to pivot if you need to.
Yes. And the whole purpose of this document and putting it together is not to put it together, set it aside and say, okay, there's my budget. I'm off and running. No, a step five to this whole process is once you have your budget created, the next step, and probably I think the most critical step, the most important process, and we've alluded to this throughout as we've talked about it, is reviewing this, your budget to your actuals on a monthly basis, at a minimum quarterly, but a monthly mm-hmm. basis is going to be best. Because just what you said, if you sit down and say, okay, I had a budget of XYZ dollars of revenue, I had this much in expenses, I had a net result of this, and my actuals, I can take a look at my actual results and I can say, oh, okay, how did I do? Where did I cut? How close did I get? What did I miss? Why did I miss? What happened? And how can I change in the future months? Let me give you an example. A client of mine, very successful client, we've got them on a budget financial forecast, and it's never a fun process, but they understand the importance of it. 2 months into the budget, we were looking at their revenue. And they're a trucking company. And so they had a goal of a certain dollar amount per load and a certain number of loads per month. Well, guess what? They were nailing the number of loads per month, but the dollar amount per load was lower than they had planned. And so as we're talking as an executive team with the owner and some of the key players in the business, they realized immediately, they're like, oh, we're not getting that number, that revenue per load. We need to change. We got to do something different. And so if we're not going to get that means we got to get more loads. We got to find out how to get more loads to make up for the difference. So we calculated the number and was able to tell them, okay, this is how many loads you need to get per month to make up the difference that you're not getting in your revenue per load. And so then they went back to their team and said, guys, we got to go do this because we're falling short on our revenue per load. Something that maybe we can't control 100%. But we can control maybe how many loads that we go out and get for our trucks and for the other trucks that we get loads and broker loads for. And that's what they did. And so every month after that, they went and pounded getting more loads. And it turned it into a more successful year because they understood that. They went through that process.
No, that's a great example. Yeah. And it just highlights that it's definitely worth the extra effort, because I'm sure there was a lot of effort that went into, you know, your team working with them and analyzing that and getting the numbers and know what it'll take to kind of get them back on track. So it definitely takes time and energy, but worth the extra effort in doing that in order to be able to still come out where you'd like to be. Or like you said, I mean, if you put some extra effort into it, maybe you'll come out even better than you had planned.
Yeah. This process, people say, well, I'm not a numbers guy, I'm not this. And that's true. You may not be, but I guarantee you, just, you know, Dave Ramsey, he's got his baby steps for getting out of debt, and budget is part of it. And his whole point is You need to know what you're spending your money on. You need to know where your revenue is coming from so that you can achieve this goal that you're wanting to achieve. And I 100% say that if you want to increase your business, you want to expand it, you want to make the kind of money that you're hoping to make, then this is what you have to do. You have to create a budget. You have to compare it to your actual results, and you have to have something to work towards. Now, I will add this. I know we're getting close on time to our 30 minutes here, and I don't want everybody to be asleep having talking about this topic and belabor this point. But one thing I will add too is, what if you set a budget and you don't accomplish what you set out to go? Are you unsuccessful? No, I don't think so. I think it just gives you that drive to want to even be better next year. And again, it's a target. It's something you're trying to work for. If you hit it, fantastic. If you don't hit it, well, then time to reevaluate and understand why. I have a client, they've set a revenue number, a very aggressive revenue number for the last 3 years. And this year, they may get it for the first time. They may get it. But as we talk about with them every time, I said, you know, if you wouldn't be stretching so hard to get that revenue number, my bet is you probably wouldn't even be where you're at now, because you just kind of be like, oh, we can kind of go over here. We just kind of keep doing what we're doing. It's stretching them to try to achieve something that maybe is a little out of their reach, but it's pushing them and they're getting close.
Yeah. Well, and I think as we set goals, I think just inherent in our human nature, as we set goals that we know we can achieve, I think we lose the creativity to really go out and find ways to do it. But like you said, if you set those aggressive goals, I'm reminded of the cliche saying, you know, reach for the moon. And if you don't make the moon, at least you'll land in the stars. I probably didn't say that right, but you get the idea, right? And so I think it helps us really kind of kick in that creative mindset and saying, okay, what are the other ways we can do this? Whereas if we just say, okay, yeah, this is where we want to be. We know we can reach this. Okay, we'll just keep doing what we're doing and we'll reach it. So you kind of lose the opportunity to look at ways of doing business that you would otherwise not look at.
I totally agree. And I love this. And I hope our listeners are out there going, okay, I need to put a budget together. I need to be doing something. As we get close to wrapping this up, Danielle, is there anything else that we should add before we kind of finish off our discussion here on budgets and financial forecasting? Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, I would just want to like to say, you know, for those of you that are new to budgeting, maybe you don't have a process in place yet. Maybe you have no idea how to start or how to put it together. If you don't and you want some help or some ideas, go ahead and message us. Reach out to us at either on our website, through our social media accounts, and we can provide you with a free template to get you started. We'd love to be able to help you do that and have those obviously templates in place as we help our other clients do the same thing. So we'd love to help you as well.
Yeah, no, that's great. Yeah, we'll have all those links to our website and to our social media links if you want to reach out to us in the podcast show notes here. So in the episode show notes for this podcast, we'll have those there for you. So yeah, we want you guys to be successful. Anybody who's listening, we want you to be successful. And just one other thing as we wrap this up, Danielle, as we talk about businesses and starting a business, for those that are trying to get started, looking to maybe want to start a business, if you need some help, we have a tool for you. It's our Business Startup Blueprint. It's a program that walks you through the steps of how to start up your business. We're super excited about it. We spent a lot of time and effort covering a number of topics that we think are very valuable, walking you through every step and the reasons why and why it's so important, what you need to be thinking about. And budget is one of the topics we talk about. We show you some examples, get into some details of how to set up a budget. And so check that out. And you can do that. You can actually sign up to get a free training on creating your business plan, which budget is a component of that. And you can do that by going to startupempowered.com. And so that's free. Just go there, check it out. We're so excited about it and we know it's going to help you. And so, you know, that I think as we finish out this year, and if you're looking to want to be successful for next year, you know, check out our startupempowered.com. Hopefully this information on budget and financial forecasting has been helpful, because we believe that it's going to make you more successful in the next year. And so with that, just want to thank everybody for joining us for this episode of our podcast. As we always say, you can find out more about us at our on our Facebook page, our Instagram page, as well as you can find out more about us on our website. That's ascent101.com. As always, feel free to reach out to us with any questions you may have. And until next time, we wish you all the success possible in your entrepreneurial journey.